And we have, I'm not sure if it's Karen or Campbell today.
It's Campbell today, Dr.
Yes, definitely Campbell. Okay, good. Thanks, by the way. I got that form. I'll have it filled out and shortly sent. It doesn't look like this one needs a fee. And it's not to the same agency, is it?
No, this is a different one, and unfortunately it does need a fee. So that one is going to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, I believe.
Yeah, the other one was Fish and Wildlife, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Now,
we have.
But let's go backward for people who haven't heard about Mountain Red Velvet before. This morning, I took 3 capsules of Mountain Red Velvet. Now, why would Dr. Deagle take 3 capsules of Mountain Red Velvet? Well, and I'll just give a little bit of my own personal history. Back when I was a university student and before high school, I was a runner and an athlete. I was involved with basketball, running, etc. And I'm 5'9 and a half on a good day, but my fastest run time was 4 minutes 15 seconds. So I was pretty damn fast for a relatively sort of shorter guy. Okay? And in my mid-20s, after I arrived in Vancouver before my residency started, I got hit with a thing called writer's arthritis. And I had to crawl around my apartment for a period of time because I couldn't see because I got writer's iridocyclitis. And my joints were so sore I couldn't stand up, so I had to crawl everywhere for a couple weeks. Now, I started to take conventional drugs for it, and I gradually got a lot better. But I periodically have attacks. Now, of course, I realized as a doctor, whenever I took non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, I never took the real powerful disease-modifying drugs, I would get in big trouble. So I started getting more and more into natural medicine, and I would take natural things. Mountain Red Velvet allows me to heal and regenerate, and now at 65, I'm more limber and more pain-free and control of my problems than I ever was before. Now, I know what probably triggered it off. I was doing research with Vibrio marinus. Now, you know what Vibrio marinus is? It's a bacteria in the oceans. And they've now discovered that, because Vibrio marinus is on the coast of Brazil, I think on the coast of Rio de Janeiro, and if you happen to get infected with Vibrio marinus, it can cause a very nasty autoimmune condition, and it can even be flesh-eating. It's a very, very powerful bacteria. In fact, we were extracting an enzyme to break down polysaccharides from Chondrus crispus and make the richest high-protein food in the world. I managed to isolate a version of it that had 10 million times more enzyme activity using a nuclear substrate that I made. Now, why is this important? It's important because when I take my Mountain Red Velvet, and along with our taking our other things like arthritics and Inflamex, I'm pain-free, okay? Now, if you're out there and you are suffering from arthritis, and you take a non-steroidal or disease-modifying drug like Humira or some other nasty drug, we used to have them when I did research in rheumatology with Dr. John Woodbury at the medical school, who's the head of the American and Canadian Arthritis Association, we had nasty drugs, the drugs that will make you go blind, cause retinitis, drugs that will attack your bone marrow, drugs that will make you get weird infections that you only get if you happen to be a pet, like a dog or a cat or some other animal, like, your monitor lizard, or give you cancer. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Now, Mountain Red Velvet has 396 biomolecules, so if my joints have been buggered and they're sore or whatever, and I take my Mountain Red Velvet, my joints lubricate up, my tendons and ligaments heal. I can turn off the cytokines with things like our arthritics and Inflamex now. I can use the things like Collagen Max to help speed the healing with the Mountain Red Velvet. And the only reason why we're trying to make a DR version of it, which I'm working hard on, I eventually get a company here in Chula Vista that can encapsulate it, is to just get a small portion of the molecules that are fragile to be mycelized in the terminal ileum. That's it. So I take it already because I'm thinking, don't delay in starting this. I mean, if you're already suffering from not only joint problems, but you're trying to regenerate your heart muscle because you got heart failure, regenerate your skin because you just bammed into the door jamb and the ladies or men's washroom and your arm tore and all of a sudden you're trying to hold it and people say, why are you holding your arm? It says, because it's bleeding. And you look at it and say, oh my God, their skin tore. People need to start grasping that everybody is a 7-year-old. And if you don't fractionally clone yourself into a new body that's healthy, you start to fall apart. So there can be really good-looking 7-year-olds or really bad-looking 7-year-olds because they didn't do good fractional cloning into the future. And a toner for life is Mountain Red Velvet. and 396 biomolecules and 6 growth hormones. This is a template. This is like having all the workers and materials at a construction site, so when the architects arrive, the stem cells, the body can actually start rebuilding itself. If you don't have the building blocks, which you can't get in a diet, how the hell are you going to rebuild your body to actually be a good clone of yourself in the future? Because whatever you were 7 years ago is a different person you are today. You got a few stray neurons and some memories that you think you were that person, but the fact is you are fractionally cloned into a new body every time you go to sleep and your stem cells rebuild you. People don't want to believe this. They think, this is too cyber weird, but this is biology. And, you know, the same thing with babies. People don't realize the placenta isn't just a passive organ to give sugar and you know, plasma and so on and oxygen to the baby. It's actually creating biomolecules like Mountain Red Velvet to help build the baby. That's so, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll tell you an interesting story, Dr. Bill, which fits in very, very well with what you're saying. We've been having a lot of work done on our property and new fences put up. And about 3 weeks ago, we had the team of builders up, and they said, oh, what is it you do? And we were telling them all about Mountain Red. And Karen came out and she said, hey, look, you know, guys, you're physical, fit men. She gave them all a bottle. And she said, go away, start taking that, and let us know if you feel any different. So these are guys, and there's a bit of an age range across the group. And some of them are probably, you know, younger than others, but they're out every day. A very, very physical job, and I would say these guys are very, very fit.
Yeah, they're driving fence posts, they're putting up barbed wires, they're doing whatever, right?
Really hard manual work.
Right.
So, at the weekend, on Saturday after, about Saturday lunchtime, Karen got a text. And she said, and this the text, and I paraphrase, but it was, I am the wife of one of the builders who's been working on your property. You've started, or he started taking Mountain Red. He's finished his bottle, and he's run out, and he needs some before Monday because he feels so good on it, and he doesn't want to stop. And also, I don't want him to stop because he is so good and so fit and so full of energy. So we managed to find out where they were when we arranged, and we got some product to them. So that is a story we hear very often, but I thought, isn't that interesting? Now, this is a young guy, incredibly fit, he started on Mountain Red, and he feels even better.
Oh, of course. I think you have extreme athletes like martial artists and others, and Olympians from New Zealand and Australia that use these products, and they realize, like, okay, I'll put this question. If you look at senior athletes, whether it's basketball, baseball, rugby, whatever it is, martial arts, or some of these sports like Olympic sports where they do a whole bunch of very difficult, extremely difficult physical activities like running, swimming, whatever. What separates the younger and older athletes is accumulative micro injuries or macro injuries that screw them up. Either cause pain syndromes, joint dysfunction, ligament ruptures, or biomechanical problems. Now, if you repair the body, those extreme athletes, because they're accumulating more and more knowledge, are going to become better and better athletes. More likely to not get injured, more likely to get higher scores in whatever sport they're involved with, more likely to continue to be a winner. Peyton Manning is a good example, and he had his natural doctors giving him lots of nutrient supplements. I guarantee you, if he was taking Mountain Red Velvet, he would have functioned at a higher level in that last year because he kind of limped through it. If it wasn't for the defense of the Broncos, I guarantee you that Peyton Manning would not have won the Super Bowl. Peyton Manning is a brilliant quarterback, but his body was saying, this is your last year, fella.
Yeah.
And if you get a bad neck injury, you're going to be a cripple. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I want people to understand this, that life is like that. If you look at the average post-NFL football player's physical capacity, say 5 or 10 years after they finished their career, it's disgusting. 40-50% of them are literally wheelchair-bound or walk around with a walker. It's ridiculous. Because they didn't repair their body. They did a study a few years ago with NFL and the NBA here in America, and they found 78% had a serious enough tear that on an MRI arthrogram of their shoulder joint, they should have had surgery, a surgical repair of the rotator cuff. Now, We're not talking about, you know, surgeons who want to cut just because they have to cut. We're talking about real tight criteria by a whole panel of orthopedic surgeons to say, yeah, in these situations, you have to fix it. Now, I'm not against surgery if you have to fix it, but if you're going to repair it, you're not going to get the tensile strength, the biofunction, or the adhesions. And if you do an artificial shoulder replacement, you're screwed because it's going to adhese right down. You're going to get a frozen shoulder, okay? So people need to start grasping that if you don't heal your body, you're going to be permanently injured or permanently damaged or going to get in a lot of trouble, right?
That's right, and that's what we're trying to avoid. And I think now with 20 years of experience with selling this product, we know that it works, and it works well. It works well at that range. It works well with your elite athletes. It works well with just regular mums and dads. It works well with teenagers. It's an incredible product. There's nothing else like it. You look at the heritage in terms of where it comes from, and I think a lot of people initially are quite skeptical. Deer velvet? You know, that's, you kill these animals? Number one, no, we don't. We have boys on the farm now that are in their 20s, and they have been part of the family. We look after them because we believe absolutely that to get a good product, you have to have healthy animals.
I like to use taglines. One of the taglines I haven't used before, but the history goes back at least 2,000 years to ancient China, where they actually would boil the antlers, which of course probably anneals and destroys some of the proteins and fragile molecules. But it was the emperor's life extension formula, and it was actually not allowed by anybody else to use it.
That's right.
Emperor.
Yeah.
And if you tried to use it, it was a crime. You know, only the emperor could have all these special red deer in his herd, and they would cut off the antlers and boil them up, and then give it to the emperor to keep them going.
That's right. There were two herbs in Chinese traditional medicine. One is ginseng, and the other is deer velvet. So those were the two imperial herbs that were given to the emperor to prolong and rejuvenate his life. Deer velvet in literature, the red deer, so that's the deer that we use, they're called the messengers of the gods because they speed so quickly. And in mythology, they have a very interesting history as well. So we've taken this very majestic animal, and we learned how to remove humanely the velvet. And then the boys go away again, and the whole cycle happens over a course of 12 months, and we do it again. So there's a lot of talk now about sustainability and how sustainable are we, and do we have sustainable practices? Well, velvet and velvet harvesting, when it's done properly, is completely sustainable. And we get back into that. That's another side, another part of the story that is about rejuvenation.
Think of yourself as a red deer barber, but you keep the hair.
Right.
The hair
is
your marketable material. So it's like, of course it's sustainable, you're keeping the hair.
That's right. And yet within that, hair is essentially dead.
Right.
What we know here is that antler, and we're not talking about antler, we're talking about velvet. So it's
the red
velvet
fuzz.
Is the pre... Yeah, that's right. And that has this incredible mixture, 396 active biomolecules. It's an incredibly complicated set of compounds. A lot of work done here about 20 years ago in New Zealand trying to identify the one single key component that made it work. And of course what happens, it's a bit like taking a computer, hit it with a hammer, break it into 1,001 pieces and find the bit that works. Well, it doesn't work. And velvet's exactly the same. So what we learned from that work was you need to have a holistic approach. You need to maintain the material to be as close as it is when it's been on the animal. So we don't add anything, and the only thing that we remove is moisture. And that allows us then, in a unique process, to remove that moisture very gently over a period of weeks, and then take that material and mill it into a fine powder. That goes into a capsule.
Can you mill that even finer if you wanted to? Could you mill that down to, like, you know, almost angstrom-sized particles if you wanted to?
I'm sure you could. I think we've never looked at that, but I see no reason why you couldn't put through a finer mill and just keep milling and milling and milling. But that's it. So it's about simplicity. It's about understanding nature and where this material came from and not adulterating it. It disappoints us enormously. We do regular searches on the internet and we see deer velvet products purportedly from New Zealand, purportedly from other parts of the world. And when you actually dig down and you see what's in that capsule, there's all sorts of other things in there that are just, they're there to trick the consumer. So from day one, we have said, no, when you open up a capsule of Mountain Red Deer Velvet, the only thing you will find in there is deer velvet. There's nothing else. There's no fillers, there's no additives, there's no flow agents. We give our contract manufacturer who puts all this together a real headache because they come to us every year and say, look, we're going to do another run. We want to put some of this in and this in just to make their life easier. And we say, no.
Right.
We want the quality to be absolute, to be 100% pure. And that's what Mountain Red is all about. It's about purity. It's about quality. We believe absolutely it is the best deer velvet in the world. We give a commitment as to where the material comes from. We give a commitment to what we do with it and how we process it, and we don't adulterate it with any chemicals. And when you take Mountain Red, you feel that difference. We believe absolutely that this product has a unique position as a dietary supplement. We've been taking it now, I've been taking it every day now for at least 20 years. And somebody was saying to me last week, they said, no, we don't really believe that you're as old as you say you are, Campbell. And I don't know whether that's velvet, but I say it works for me, it works for Karen, it works for a lot of people. They get that energy, they get that get up and go, they get their flexibility back, they get the ability just to get on with life, and that at the end of the day is what we're all about.
Now, one of the things that's happening is the body's under more stress in our world now.
Yeah.
We've got more toxins. We've got more scalar radiation from smart meters and Wi-Fi networks. The data, by the way, just came out last week in California of the danger of radiation. Of course, the stupid comments that come out with are, just hold the phone farther away from your body. I'm thinking, it's so far away you can't read the text or actually hear anybody.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things I'd like to see is that people should realize that if you are constantly under stress and you don't have the biomolecules to rebuild yourself, you're going to do a very poor job. So people are going to, I like to use the terms lifespan and death span. You might live 70 years, but if your lifespan is 35 and the last 35 years are part of your death span and you're suffering and you're not functioning at a high level physically, emotionally, mentally, or joint-wise, that's not good. And the problem is the demise of your body is not going to be reversed by taking drugs. It's just going to tamp down symptoms of your deterioration. That's what basically drugs do. They take away some of the symptoms so you complain less. Pretty weird, isn't it?
It is. And at the end of the day, I think we have to value quality of life. It's, as you say, it's not just a number. It's not just saying, well, we'll give you another 5, 10, 15, 20 years of life. It's about the quality of that life that you have left.
Yeah, I call it increasing your lifespan so you actually enjoy your life rather than suffer through it. Thank you, Campbell. Let's stay right there. We'll get you a time for our next visit to discuss the amazing, as I say, toner for life. Clone yourself into a future body that's healthy, stay well, and age slower.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com, and use promo code TALK.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on for the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
And we are joined with Pam at Lumen Photon. Welcome back, Pam. Ah, okay. Oh, I guess I forgot that. Hey, we're not at the bottom of the hour. We left Campbell hanging there because I guess we're... I'll tell you what I'll do now. I'm going to do some announcements. The first thing is today, right after the show, we're going to have a probably over an hour a presentation with Jim Fetzer talking about not only Pedogate, but the latest attacks against not only Michael Flynn, but against Jeff Sessions, the coordination with Valerie Jarrett, a lot of information about her. She's moved into this eight-bedroom home 2 miles from the White House with this new constructed wall around it by Obama. He's not staying there for his so-called children. He's staying there because he wants to continue to act as part of the elements of the shadow government to see if he can take down Donald Trump. And this is a criminal. Barack Obama is coordinating along with others within the deep state and the Democratic Party to literally disable, to paralyze, and eventually cause an impeachment of Donald Trump. Now, if you don't understand that this is a form of political insurrection and it's a criminal activity, this is pretty serious. Now, on the medical side, we're making a lot of progress with advancing our research in terms of how to heal your body of different illnesses. The number of we call functional medicine tests, which include imaging studies, blood work, genetic analysis. In fact, the latest 23andMe has a lot of new options available, including Prometheus analysis, but they also will give you a lot of data on your 23andMe to give you an idea of the gene SNPs you have. What I do is I combine that with looking at organic acid metabolites, either Great Plains Laboratory or Genova Labs. And so I can match up your gene SNPs with your organic metabolites and determine what nutraceuticals you're going to need. And if you have a QRMA test or a metapathia, it helps even further because this gives you predictive analysis of the quantum physics of what's going on in your biology. So we can tell you in what direction your health is going, good, bad, or out of or sideways. Now, the important process that we're trying to intervene here is to change the physiology that you have before you get either symptoms or overt disease. And that can be months or years before anything overt actually happens, whether it's a dry joint or heart failure or peripheral neuropathy or blindness or cataract or God knows what, or early changes to the brain that cause, you know, dementia. Dementing illness doesn't just hit all of a sudden. It comes on usually gradually over a period of years. And there's lots of warning signs. If you intervene at that time, you'd be actually stop it from becoming a really bad situation. So what I want people to understand is that we're trying to change the whole modus of healthcare. Now, I saw the release of the healthcare bill this morning. Let's see. Oh, okay. So Jerry McLaughlin, he Jerry called back. Yeah. Okay, good. So what we have is a situation where we often have to scramble because it's live radio, but we're trying to get the best information out to you. I want to go back to this analysis of the deep state. CIA malware targets iPhone, Android, and smart phones, etc. CIA malware targets Windows, OS, and Linux, and routers. Cyber war programs are a serious proliferation risk, of course, not just in this country, it's in other countries. Those cyber risks, by the way, can take down our financial systems, our credit card systems, hack into government records, and actually get into the power grid and shut it down, which can be very, very serious. Also, most people aren't aware of this, but many of the trains and other things are run on cyber networks. You can crash trains, you can change signal systems for cities so that people start having car accidents. And as we've mentioned already, you can hack into the vehicle control system so you can actually cause a cyber assassination using the control system to take over a vehicle. And people think, well, you can't do that. Yes, you can, actually. Trying to evade the forensics and antiviruses, the viruses that can actually come in there. The fact is they make backdoors on purpose. Microsoft had backdoor blocks, and we're told by the NSA over, I think, around a decade ago that he had to let backdoors come in there. They were going to do things to him personally and his corporation by suing him. So you need to be aware that Bill Gates was threatened by the CIA and the NSA, though he had to leave backdoors so that people can and let the government hack into the backdoor of everything from your television to your phone to your iPad. And if you don't think that's an invasion of privacy and it's part of the cyber world to try to set up the background for the mark of the beast, you're not paying attention. So we'll discuss this after the show today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back, and we have Pam from Lumen Photon. Welcome back, Pam.
Hi. Good afternoon, Dr. Deagle.
I guess we don't have Pam.
Oh, yes.
I heard
Can't
Pam
hear
was
me?
Ready to go.
I'm here.
She must be on hold or on silence.
Hello?
Pam, are you there?
Yes. I'm here. Hello?
Well, let me just get started. I know I got a message from our board op that that Pam was ready, but I guess we'll see if she's gone for a break. Let me explain what we're doing when we're trying to regenerate tissue. We're trying to raise the energy of the tissue. We're trying to raise the oxygenation of the tissue. We're trying to get rid of what's called anaerobic metabolism. And we're trying to raise the level of the energetics so the enzymes can actually start the metabolic processes of healing tissue, killing pathogens, and restoring the stem cell activity to rebuild the tissue. Now, we have building blocks like our NutriMeds. We have building blocks like Mount Red Velvet. We have building blocks like oxygen in mild hyperbaric chambers. And we have energetic building blocks like Lumen Photon and MicroPulse that literally will raise the electron density in the cytochromes and increase the ATP and NADH. We also have other formulas in our nutraceuticals such as Sports Energy Light to raise ATP levels, Semethyl, which is going to raise ATP levels in the tissue, and NADH tablets and D-ribose, which directly converts the powder of D-ribose directly converts to adenosine triphosphate, and NADH converts to nicotine and adenine dinucleotide hydride, which is a high-energy molecule. Now, the Mount Red Velvet, the way it works is like the old-style television or radio station that's frequency-modulated. If you put it on frequency number 3, it goes back to the ontogeny of skin and nervous system. So frequency three makes a significant difference in terms of the energetics. And what we have is we have a situation where, let's see now. Yeah, what we have is a situation where the frequency 3 will actually stimulate your skin to heal, stimulate your nerves to regrow for peripheral neuropathy. Ah, okay, we got Pam reconnected. Pam, how are you doing?
Hi, can you hear me now?
I did. I thought you were ready there. Now somehow we lost our connection. I know what's going on.
Yeah, I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. I'm not sure what was happening.
Yeah, well, the phone systems everywhere are screwed up, and who knows? I just got the information about Vault 7, about the CIA and their cyber hacking into everybody. And, you know, I released information 19 years ago by traveling to 42 cities in Israel about what's called Iridium Mark of the Beast and the Virtual World Project. People need to understand that your body has an informational system too. That informational system is based in infrared light. It turns out biomolecules and cell membranes, and the best way to think of a cell membrane, and I like the term membrane, but I spell it differently. I call it memory hyphen brain, B-R-A-I-N, not M-B-R-A-N-E. And the reason is your membranes actually are the intelligent part of the cell. It's not the DNA. Think of the DNA almost like a solid-state memory core. Okay? Isn't that interesting? Solid-state memory core. It's actually like a series of program code. But the actual processor of your cell is your cell membrane. And it's a nonlinear, stochastic neural network, a fuzzy logic, quantum computing, harmonic resonance circuit. That fancy long term. That actually describes what a cell membrane is. Now, every living thing, whether it's a bacteria or a living plant or animal or even a phytoplankton, all has membranes. These membranes actually are impinged by light. And in fact, if you look at the digital photograph of an animal or plant in digital thermography and you actually do a spectral analysis, you'll see that the health of the plant will be determined by its digital pattern. So, for example, if you look at a digital photograph of a genetically modified, say, tomato that has scorpion genes, it has weird stipples on it, it not only is producing pheromones that are toxic that scare the hell out of the insects around it, it doesn't look normal. Now, the interesting thing is that if you're a really good acupuncturist, even in a dark room, you can see the infrared light spikes coming through what's called the neurodermal complexes. They call it in Chinese medicine the qi or energy pathways, or in India they call it the prana or the life force. Now, anybody who's a master acupuncturist, what they would do is hand over a little bottle of needles, and the child over the next few days in a totally dark room would have to put those needles into the energy points in their body. They would have been given some instructions, but then they actually have to see the light spikes to stick the needles in the right spot. Now, the master acupuncturist, and by the way, they wouldn't even teach you the martial arts. You can learn basic martial arts, anybody. But to be a master martial artist, you have to be able to see the infrared light spikes in the body because it deals with energetics. It's not just dealing with how to strike and roll and counter forces. It's actually dealing with the light body. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
So a 10th level Dan, a Japanese martial artist, or a Shaolin monk or someone, if they can't see the light body of their opponent, they can't actually do the full level of their capacity in their battle. Interesting, hey?
It is. It really is.
Now, if you do electroacupuncture, you actually put in specific frequencies to change the circuits. And every tooth, for example, it's tied to a circuit in your body. Every point in your feet, that's why we call a foot acupoints, and then on the hands, there's specific acupoints, and you also find them in the ear. The ear canal is actually the most universal place where all the acupoints are. Now, why is this important? Because if you have a specific channel, like the TV channel for skin and brain, which is frequency 3, frequency 4 is the internal organs, frequency 5 is the glandular tissue. Those are the main key frequencies. 6 and 7 are anti-inflammatory, and ECHO is a combination of frequencies. What you find, these are kind of like the carrier frequencies of the primary channels of your body. The ontogeny of the main tissue types that actually rebuild you. Now, what's happening is your body is constantly rebuilding yourself. Now, I'm going to say a few things that are part of my research and part of, you know, classified access information, but you're familiar with the pineal gland, right?
Yes.
Now, it was discovered over 1,000 years ago by anatomists, and there's actually some statues and so on in the Vatican that show the pineal. They call it pineal because it looks like a pine cone. But it's the only area that's singular. Now, the interesting thing about the pineal gland, it's where the silver cord is attached to your physical body. Now, the silver cord in the Bible is actually the cord of living waters that connects your soul, your higher self, to your physical body. Isn't it interesting? And their own philosophers knew this 1,000 years ago. They didn't know exactly to explain why they knew it, but they are correct, actually. And what happens is that there's parts of the nuclei of the brain that are what's called harmonic resonators. In other words, there's motor nuclei that send out motor signals that make you move. There's sensory nuclei that pick up sensory signals and refer it off to the cortex. There's pacer nuclei that pace different things like the sleep-restfulness pattern so that when the pineal gland sends a signal, it actually releases melatonin every 180 minutes. So every 180 minutes on the clock, your body releases a little surge of melatonin. When it gets a big surge, you go to sleep. Now, the resonators are specific nuclei at the base of the brain that actually send a signal to all your organs to tell them to still be liver, kidneys, spleen, etc. Isn't that interesting? In other words, they're like a harmonic resonator, like a projector, like the old-style projector where you put the film in front of the projector and it would send an image. That image would then go to the wall or a screen and you'd see an image and say, oh, we're watching this home movie or whatever, or a family movie. Remember those old 35-millimeter tapes?
Oh, yeah.
Now, the thing is that the body sends off these signals in a parallel array of zettabytes of data every second. And those arrays actually tell your liver to still be a liver. So when you take a liver out of a person that's, let's say, died dramatically and they're a healthy climber and they match their brain and you're going to transplant that to another person on the other side of the continent because they want a nice, healthy liver, if you don't get that liver transport within a few days, the liver stops being a liver. Did you know that? Even if you're perfusing with an ECMO heart lung machine.
No, I didn't know that.
It actually stops being a liver. It actually doesn't know how to still be a liver. The reason is they're not using harmonic resonant frequencies to tell it to be a liver. So if it doesn't have a connection to the connective tissues, and the collagen in the body acts as what's called a harmonic resonant fiber optic cable, if you want to call it, to the various organs. That's why the fascia regulates, the fascial areas of the body actually wrap around every organ and make up the organs. And every type of collagen, including type 29 collagen, is actually, including what's wrapped around nerve fibers. For example, when you have a saltatory, non-saltatory nerve, you've got myelin sheath or Schwann cell sheath peripherally. Now, why is that important with lumen? Well, what the lumen does is it increases what's called the signal-to-noise ratio. It increases signal to tell the cells getting off your microcirculation to your target organ, hey, this is an organ that needs healing. And by the way, they're one of Dr. Deagle's patient customers, so they took Mountain Red Velvet as nutriments. So now when you slap that lumen over their kidneys or their heart, they're going to regenerate that tissue. Because now the energetics are there. For example, you can put it over someone's kidney and reduce their C-reactive protein, which has been done at a university level. It'll reduce their C-reactive protein by up to 90%. You can also improve healing of peripheral neuropathy. You say, well, how do you heal peripheral neuropathy? Well, you take Dr. Deagle's nutriments, and you slap the lumen pads on, and you put your feet on it while you're watching TV or playing cards, and your nerves decide, hey, I think I'll regenerate. Because I now have the energy, I have the perfusion, I have the oxygenation, I have the aerobic metabolism, and the stem cells hop off the circulation, they can actually get to work. Because all the building blocks are there, and the energy's there. Now, if you increase what's called signal to noise, this is an engineering principle, you can get things done. It's like in a microchip. If you rate microchips, and they do it with various technologies like the Keithy Enterprises Microchip Analyzer, which I experimented using human circuits, you can actually check the human circuits of every illness. So if I go and check your right knee, and it shows me a spectral pattern of certain frequencies, and frequency nodes we call it, and I go and check your opposite knee, and the other knee is not on fire, those circuits aren't going to be present. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So in other words, not only is it not hot on a digital thermogram, there's no dysautonomy or autonomic activity. There's no frequency spectral patterns indicating that there's rheumatoid arthritis. Even though your immune cells are circulating through your entire body every 7 seconds, you get a heart pulse. Those antibodies and those T lymphocytes are not going to attack that joint without the electrical circuit. So when you start applying a lumen pad over specific joints, you change the electrical circuit pattern so you actually erase. It's like a big eraser. You erase the circuit pattern that maintains illness. And you probably have had people tell you that and say, well, I put the lumen pad on and my teeth start to heal, or I put it over my heart and I stopped having atrial fibrillation.
Oh,
or
yeah.
I put it over my lungs and my COPD started to clear up and I had went from a cup of mucus down to a teaspoon. You probably heard that kind of story, right?
Yeah, we have. We definitely have.
Now, what you're doing is you're telling the tissues it's time to heal, and here's the energy, and here's the signal to noise to tell the signal coming from the brain and surrounding cells and tissues to say, here's the formula of how to build a healthier heart or lung or bronchi or basket cell in the lung tissue or peripheral nerve to regenerate the peripheral Schwann cell sheath so you actually have, you know, you eliminate the pain syndrome. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the current approach of medicine is what I call commando approach. It's stupid. We have the idea, if it, you know, it's like the, I call the misshapen and bizarre version of the Bible of, if thine eye offend thee, cut it out. In other words, if thy foot offends thee, cut it off. You know, which is why doctors are amputating feet for diabetics. When they should be, you know, why has this person got a microcirculatory problem? Why are they growing Candida albicans, glabrata, or tropicalis, and it's pushing its mycelial hyphae right through the periosteum and hurting like hell? Why are the peripheral nerves dying, and why is the microcirculation shot to hell, and why is there no signs of regeneration because the tissue is anaerobic? Duh.
Right.
When you raise the energy level, you raise the perfusion, you turn off the inflammatory cytokines, and you make the stem cells say, hey, I'm glad to be here today in this part of the bone or finger or toe or whatever. The body says, hey, I'm glad you arrived here. We got the building blocks because they took Mountain Red Velvet and they took all Dr. Deagle supplements like to increase transketolase, ultrathiamine B1, and Vadaway diosamine. And they took all the things for fatty acids like Omega Supreme Pro and Krill. I mean, they listened to Dr. Deagle. It's a remarkable thing. He's not a nutball. He actually told you what to take, and you took it. And now that the light energy is here, the stem cells show up and they say, you know what? It's time to have a party. It's time to rebuild these toes rather than let that surgeon cut your toes off. And I always use the bigger boat thing. You know, the surgeons are drooling like Rottweilers, like raw meat. Like they know there's a bucket of raw meat. And they say, yeah, throw it at me, man. Throw it at the floor. And if it's close enough to the other dog's foot, they're going to bite the other dog's foot trying to get the meat, right?
Right.
So you got to understand, it's like candlestick makers make candles. Surgeons cut. Surgeons that do amputations and diabetics because the doctor screwed up and didn't appropriate the real problem or deal with peripheral neuropathy. Do you know that 1 in 20 diabetics over the course of their life are going to develop serious suicidal-level diabetic neuropathy?
Wow.
Do you know the majority of diabetics over a period of 20 years are going to start developing loss of renal function?
No.
Do you know that they have 6 times the chance of going blind or getting a heart attack, stroke, or getting cancer than the average population? And, you know, a lot of these things, even in diabetics, which is, you know, Dr. Osler from McGill University, where, by the way, they did regional research at McGill on diabetes with Dr. Banting and Best. And, by the way, I'm old enough, I actually met and knew these guys, okay, that discovered it back in the 1920s. So I met them, okay. So I did start doing my research in diabetes because my grandfather wanted me to go into medicine to find the cause. I already finished my PhD and just had to write the thesis at 21 on marine genetics of Vibrio marinus, so I would have had a full professorship before I was 28. I went into medicine to find the cause of diabetes, but I got persecuted for it, like persecuted for finding and looking at other problems, which doctors either don't have the mental or emotional capacity to because they don't want to disturb the apple cart, or they don't want to look at things that make them feel stupid or ignorant. I don't mind feeling stupid because stupid, like, you know, remember that statement by stupid is as stupid does?
Right.
That the only pathway to wisdom is through the land of stupid. If you don't feel stupid because your previous ideas were incorrect, if you don't ask better questions, you're never going to get smarter.
Right.
Whether you're learning a language or you're understanding something like astrophysics or quantum biology or whatever the hell it is. And I've never felt this feeling like I don't mind feeling stupid. Okay? People say, well, why are you so smart? I said, I ask 10,000 times more questions than anybody else. And 10% of the time I know the answers directly, and the other 90% God gives me inspiration. And he'll tell me even what next questions to ask. And what I find is that the whole approach to healthcare is stupid. Because in fact, with the increased environmental challenges, people are going to get old sooner, and they're going to die harder, just like, you know, Bruce Willis, they're going to die hard. Now, when you use a light band-aid, Lumen Photon, this is an amazing little sucker. I had a virus a week or so ago, and I just had a flare-up of tendonitis, and it was bad. And I slap the Lumen on, it's like, ah. I mean, I have these gel ice packs, and the gel ice packs will take a little edge off it, but the Lumen pad was freaking amazing. First couple of minutes, the nerves are waking up, like, oh, okay. But after about 2 or 3 minutes, the body says, hey, it's going. This is amazing. You don't feel any discomfort. It's not cold, like shocking you. It's not hot, like a heat pad. Mm-hmm. It just erases the pain away, improves the circulation. It's like, what the heck? When you're in, and I've already been talking about this for years, so when I put it on these areas where this tendonitis flared up, it was like, wow, this stuff really works. I'm not just BSing when I talk on the air. Which is funny, because if you can laugh at yourself, you realize, like, I'm not actually lying. This stuff works. And it doesn't work just a little. It's like, oh, man, if I didn't have my living pad, man, I would be a sorry cat. And I got two. I got a dual pad 264 here at my desk, and I got a smaller one down in my bedroom. And let me tell you, whatever virus I got decided to go crazy. I said it felt like I was praying. I was saying, God, you know, besides the physical injury, there must be like a legion of demons diving their teeth into my flesh.
Why?
And the lumen pad dispelled little buggers. As the pain was going away, I'm thinking, wow, this is amazing. Now, the same thing goes with fighting even cancer or osteoporosis. I get so many panic calls about people osteopenia and osteoporosis. I had one yesterday that I have to answer today. The doctors did a DEXA bone scan and said, you got osteopenia and osteoporosis, and we're going to put you on alendronate one shot a week. Now, alendronate, bisphosphonates, these are dangerous, freaking stupid drugs. Okay, I've been doing research on this for over 30 years. And if you take these bisphosphonate drugs, it kills the osteoblasts to lay down new bone. And it destroys the bone structure, which is 42% of the dry weight of the bone is actually type 29 collagen. So when you add Lumen Photon, you build better collagen and rebar in your bone. You crystallize bone because you make those osteoblasts work like they're little micro trowels creating lamellar bone. If you can see them inside there, like in a comic version, he's there. Oh, look at me. They're swinging around with a little trowel making new lamellar bone. Alendronate kills those little guys. Forget about collagen. You don't need collagen. We'll build a bridge even without rebar and it'll break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week.
Welcome back. Now, I also have what's called a low ELF far near infrared sauna, and I have a real fancy one. But I like the Lumen better. It's higher energy. It'll penetrate through 12 inches of tissue, brain, muscle, ligament. I don't care how big you are or how, you know, if you can be a sumo wrestler, these Lumen machines are going to go through you. That's why they're good for horses. Horses will whinny right up, you know, and they'll wiggle their haunches right up to the Lumen pad. I'm sure it's probably, if you do a video of it, you could probably add a little text there. And if you made a, you know, one of the things that's different about guys and women, and I want to put this up because it's kind of funny, is guys will sometimes turn off the audio on a show or a comedy series and they'll make up the jokes or dialogue. You'll never see women do that, will you? Turn off the sound. No. Now, I would like to see somebody do that with horses, because these horses are smart. I mean, I think they're almost supernatural horses, because if they like something, they're going to communicate it almost like behavior and telepathically to say, hey, keep doing this, man. This is good. Thank you. You're a good servant.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've had that situation where you see the horse kind of wiggling sideways in their stall saying, hey, this is good. That was hurting, man. Now I'm feeling okay. Yeah, the first few seconds, I'm sure, the nerves wake up and say, oh, okay, yeah, you're there. And then before you know it, it's like, I call it the infrared lullaby song to the nerves. The nerves are going back to sleep, and the tissues are healing, the oxygen's flowing in, the blood's flowing in, the cytokine levels are dropping. Because we can tell you that as you raise oxygen and perfusion, the toxic cytokines that are injuring the tissue. And I want people to understand this. I discovered this many years ago. If you put steroids or a steroid gel, including a really powerful ones like fluorinated steroids, you can turn off sunburns. Most people don't die of pathogens, for example, like sepsis in their blood, whether it's fungal or bacterial or whatever, sepsis or viral. They die of the cytokine storm. It's your own immune system that kills you. The same way with heart disease, diabetes, obesity, all of them are inflammatory conditions that are hypoxic, acidotic, and free radical, period. And as soon as you raise the perfusion and the oxygenation and the energetic level ATP and NADH with increasing electron density with infrared light, guess what? All those bad things go away. And you probably heard that from people that say, this works better. In fact, I tell people if you want to, you can actually take a gel pack like the Elasto Gel are my favorite. I got Elasto Gel packs for everything, shoulder, back, neck, whatever, because when I exercise, if I flare something up, I can put Elasto Gel on, and then I put the Lumen Pad on top of it, and people say, what? You put a Lumen Pad on top of the gel pack? I said, it's the light that goes right through that pad. Light's not even there. So you can be cooling the skin off, and the Lumen Pad will zip right through that Elasto Gel like it's not even there. You probably heard that before, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It works like a charm. Now, I would tell on the skin, what you do is you put in DHA, pregnenolone. I'm actually working on a new special pain reliever gel cream that'll actually turn off the NMDA and the other receptors in the skin and the Langerhans gate. So I actually have patents on that formula going back, and it's in my U.S. patent for 2004, U.S. Patent Office, of that formula. And I'm going to actually start making it in a transdermal form, either liposomes or also a delivery system in discs. So I call them pain discs, where you actually go along with an electronic point finder. Nerves go pop, beep, 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 beep when you hit it. And you put out those little discs. But if you put a Lumen Pad over those tissues, once you've identified the electrical circuit, once you put that cream on in your gel pack, it'll go right through that gel pack like it's not even there. And it's not heating the tissues. It's light actually changing the physiology. So this is not a heating pad. It's a light pad, which is why it doesn't burn you. But it'll go through 12 inches of you. Brain, ligament, muscle, liver, kidneys, whatever, spine. Pretty cool, hey?
Very cool.
So be as smart as a horse. They can't talk to you, but I'm sure when they get the option to use a Lumen Pad if they're sore, they're going to shimmy up and whinny up to it.
They do. They love it.
They love it. See you back in next Tuesday.
And okay, thanks, Dr. Beagle.
And we'll track down Rob Roselli.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.